Episode 476, Happiness is a Choice.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day, sweet sisters. How are you doing? Oh my goodness. Can you believe a week has already flown by? Yes, this is actually launching and being released on a Saturday. So maybe you're not listening to it on Saturday, but that's okay. It doesn't matter. What matters is that you are here, and I'm thrilled that you're here. Maybe you're still in the middle of your week. Maybe you're just like, I'm just trying to get through the day, Christiane. Guess what? Happiness is a choice. Have you ever wondered why I usually start the podcast off with happy day? Happy day, ladies. Happy day. Because it is a happy day if we choose to make it a happy day. How we feel and go through life is a choice. You can choose to be mad or sad, just as happiness is a choice. How you get up in the morning, what is the first thought that you have? Maybe it's, it's going to be one of those days. I'm just dreading it. Or this is a beautiful day. Let's get this adventure going. Regardless of the tone in your voice, you know, whether you're really high-pitched or whether you're really low and crabby and, well, maybe, you know, really kind of cool sounding, which I'm not right now. I know it sounds weird, doesn't it? But those words set the tone of your day. You know, I mean, how many times seriously in your week do you get up and go, oh my gosh, it's Monday. Oh my gosh, if it was only Friday. Oh my gosh, it's Friday. And yet I still have all this stuff planned on for the weekend, I'm still exhausted. Do you hear those conversations in your head, let alone when you're saying them out loud? How do you think that imposes everybody else's, you know, upon everybody else's feelings? They begin to absorb that. Not only do you accept it and say, I've made the choice, this is how my day is going to go, but everybody else begins to feed off of it too. So if happiness is a choice, how do you define happiness? Have you even thought about it? Maybe you haven't. What makes you happy? Maybe you had a tough childhood growing up. Maybe you had a tough relationship, and maybe you went through a divorce. Maybe you've had kind of some rough struggles here, kind of midlife crisis type rough struggles, from money to just relationship issues to being able to have the job that you want or having the goals and reaching them and exceeding what you really set out to do in life, because you understand that life changes all the time. The constant in our world today, it starts with the big letter C, doesn't it? It's called change. Change is our constant. Well, if change is always our constant, then we have to be more, I would say, more out there, more specific, more strategic in making happiness a choice. Instead of just saying, oh, today is Monday, really? No, today is a beautiful day. Happy day, ladies. It is a happy day. Even when I don't have a voice, it's a happy day. I have talked a lot today, so I feel like my voice is even a little bit more tired now here at the end of the week. So I apologize for that. Maybe one of these days we'll get past through this kind of rainy, yucky weather up north here. We haven't hit true spring yet. And so anyway, I'm fighting that. But guess what? Happiness is a choice. And if I wanted to let my voice get me down and hold me back from chatting with you, I mean, come on, you are so important to me. What you're doing in your life, your walk, your journey, it's important to me. And I can't just say, oh, well, this voice, you know, it doesn't have that get up and go. It doesn't have that anymore. So I guess if I don't have the gusto anymore in my voice, I just can't speak. No, I do have the gusto. I have the energy. It may not sound the same. You see, happiness is a choice. And when we choose to smile in the morning, when we choose to say, this is a beautiful day, let this adventure begin. Let's get it on. This is awesome. Then you begin to say happiness is a choice. So how do you define happiness? Think about it. Maybe you say, well, maybe it's because if I feel appreciated, you know, appreciation, you're appreciated for what you do in the home, especially like if you're a stay-at-home mom and your house is tidy and things are put away and things have a place, and you know, when dad gets home, it's not total chaos all the time. I mean, I'm sure there's some chaotic days. I mean, come on, let's be realistic and raw here. We know nothing is ever perfect, but as a whole, you feel appreciated. Okay, that's a good definition of happiness. Maybe it's support. Having support from your family, having support from your friends, having support from others, your coworkers, knowing that, yes, what you're doing, we're rooting you on. We're there for you. Not just your internal support, not your inner support, okay, only coming from you, but from others. Maybe it's money. Oh gosh, yes, if I just had more money, you know, that would absolutely be happiness to me. That money in the bank, if I could add on an extra $25,000 a year so we could take two vacations instead of barely being able to take one and pay for them and be able to put stuff away for the kids' college, now that would be my definition of happiness. Or maybe it's your workouts, your morning routine, your quote unquote me time. When you get that in, that's your happiness. That's your go-to because it allows you to start your day or continues to rev your day depending upon maybe when you work out or when you have your me time. Maybe it's just feeling loved. When you walk in after going grocery shopping because things happened during the day and you just didn't quite get to the grocery store and you come home and hubby beat you home and he's doing the dishes. Or better yet, you come in and one of the kiddos is doing the dishes. Oh, yeah, that's fabulous. I'm just saying, as a mom who has a child who's in there doing the dishes and I didn't have to ask for it, I am raising my hand saying, yeah, that does feel really good. All of these are great, but what are they? They're circumstantial. It doesn't mean that this is the only way you can have happiness. But you see, that's what we do in our lives. We define our happiness by circumstances. And I'm here to tell you, that's where you kind of walk that really fine line of saying, well, am I happy? Most people who know me and know me very well would say I'm a very happy person. I'm very energetic, and I really am. And not much gets me down. Most of the time, it's just I get quiet because I'm thinking. And I'm, you know, the wheels are turning and they can see it in my eyes. And they're like, uh-oh, mom's on a mission here. We're not sure what it's going to be, but I'm sure pretty soon she's going to be a firework and everything's going to happen because that's just mom. But there are those few times that, yeah, I don't necessarily, not that I don't feel happy, but I just kind of feel blah. It's kind of like the rainy days these past few days here. And I've been out running and they've just been cloudy and dreary and gray and no sun. And those are like not happy days. But do I let that get me down? Because if I did, then I would be miserable this entire week. We haven't hardly seen sunshine at all. I'm like, where am I? In Alaska? I'm not living in Alaska. But sometimes I feel like I am because it just seems so dark and dreary all the time. And by the way, I think Alaska is a beautiful state. I just know you guys have that time of the year that it is a little more kind of cloudy and gray looking, which is fine because you have some beautiful natural mountains and architecture within the land that just makes everything, you know, stand out. I mean, it's gorgeous. But here, I mean, come on, cornfields, that's brown. It's not real exciting. I'm just saying. But happiness is a choice, you see. I can't let the weather define who I am. I can't let me feeling loved, what I consider feeling loved, be my definition for happiness. But we do walk around thinking that. So if happiness is a choice, how do you find it? I can hear Eeyore right now going, home, home, if only. If only I had a day. I mean, this would be such a Pooh Bear episode. It would be. Because Eeyore was never really happy, was he? But Pooh Bear was. And Tigger, I don't have a voice. Sorry about that. But yeah, Tigger was always uppity, uppity, and always feeling awesome. Well, you can just see that each of them kind of found their own way. I mean, Piglet. I mean, come on. Piglet was adorable. And Piglet would just kind of go about and la-di-da-di-da, you know, this is a great day, whatever's going to happen. And Miss Kangaroo was just always trying to keep it together, right? So you can make the right choices in the midst of bad feelings. You don't have to be like Eeyore. Oh, bother. You don't have to be that way. It's all about changing your perspective from have to get to. You get to go do something. Let me give you an example. Lately, I've been running. I've really been trying to add that back into kind of my me time. There's something about it for me. A lot of people say, oh, Christiane, I can't run. I love running. And it doesn't mean I have to run forever and ever and ever in a day, but I love going out. The rush that I get, the adrenaline. My me time with God is my running time. And when I don't get that in, I miss it, especially when I'm out in nature, hence the gloominess. But I don't let that, you know, deter me away from me being happy. Happiness is a choice. But you see, when I get up in the morning and I know I'm going to have to run, I get tired afterwards because I usually put in a good 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 miles. That's a long run. That's a long walk. And so, you know, I do get tired at the end, but I don't wake up saying I have to go running today. I get to go. I get to go running. I get to enjoy my me time. I get to enjoy the feeling. I get to enjoy the sunrise. If I'm up really early, that's my favorite time is getting up and it's still dark out. And then by like the second, third mile, the sun starts to come up and man, talk about happiness. It just gives a rush to me. Happiness is a choice. It's all about changing your perspective from have to get to. Think about the people who come and pick up your trash. Mm-hmm. I use this as an example because when we were living in Texas and our children were really young, we would do things specifically around the holidays, Christmas time and Thanksgiving. And we would have a time of gratitude. And one thing that we specifically, specifically made them work on is gratitude towards our service people, people who do things that serve us that we honestly take for granted. Our mailbox, our mail being dropped off every day, our trash people. And so the children were still very young then, and we would go and make cookies and fresh candy for them, homemade chocolates. And we would wait by the door till we could hear the trash truck. And then as soon as it was just one house away, the kids would go out. And we were living in the South then, so we were in Texas. And so it was a little bit warmer, so even though we're in winter time, like December for us here in the U.S., it was still warm comparatively. So they would run out sometimes just in shorts or their PJs, because I was homeschooling at the time, and they would run out to him and go and just stand there. And do you know that our trash service people and our postmasters, they were always the friendliest. They could not believe we would do that for them, and we did it. And it was just our way of saying thank you. But you could tell that it brought true joy to them. Happiness is a choice. We make a choice to go through life, our perspective, how we see it. If we wake up on the wrong side of the bed and we want to accept that as being, hey, this is where we should be going, then yeah, you're not going to have happiness in life. And you're really going to kind of be a bump on a log. And quite frankly, a lot of people are not going to want to be around you because you're going to be fussy. You don't want to be a fussy, wussy bear. No, you want to embrace happiness. You want to make a choice. You want to change your perspective. You want to impact others. You want to bring them joy. Give them happiness. Make a perspective shift today. Happiness is a choice. So let's be happy today regardless of our circumstances. You know, way back when, I'll have to look up the episode and put it in the show notes, but we talk about E plus R equals O, event plus response equals outcome. This can apply to your feelings, the feelings of the event plus the feelings of your reaction, your response equals your outcome, the feelings of the outcome. How do you feel at the end of all of this? Charles Swindoll says this, I am convinced that life is 10% what happens to you and 90% of how you react to it. And so if it's with you, we are in charge of our attitudes. You're in charge of your happiness. We may get circumstances, events thrown at us, but your outcome, your happiness feeling is all based on your response. So go out and make today a happy day. Happy day, ladies. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.